Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Talk about your sales tax referendum in a moment, other issues in Oconee County. But I'm curious, what, if anything, came out of that meeting? These meetings don't happen often, but they had one, as you said, and you were there a couple of weeks ago. What would be the takeaway from that meeting of the 29th?
I think it was a good time for the board to get together and just kind of talk about the structure, kind of how the budget process works through, and then our strategic plan. We kind of went over in depth what the county's planning to do over the next few years, so to help them in their planning as well. So it's a good step. Hopefully we can do this every year.
John Daniel, Chair of the Oconee County Commission. The early voting that started, Tuesday of this week, continues through the 29th, 19 days until Election Day itself on November 2nd. On the ballot, a couple of things. We've talked with the folks running for mayor in Watkinsville, city council race there as well. And countywide is the Transportation Special Purposes Local Option Sales Tax Referendum, the TSPLOST, as it is called. Give me some particulars here. How much money you're hoping to raise over what period of time?
Yeah, so this will be a five-year T-SPLOST. We can raise anywhere countywide from $44 million up to $56 million. And then after we split with the city's net to Oconee County, government will be $37.9 million up to $48 million, depending on the collections.
Now, what would you do with all that? As I understand it, and there's a ton of information on the Oconee County government website, they're basically, you're limited by law in what you can do with these dollars. You can pave roads, you can do things that improve safety and operations, you can build trails, work on trails, and you can offset some general fund projects. That basically is where you're limited. Are there any big projects in mind?
Yeah, so first, the related services section where we've identified the amount of money we can take out of general fund and transfer to TSPLOST, which will translate into a $1 million reduction in property taxes for our property tax owners in Oconee County. Multi-use paths, we have $3 to $3.7 million in that. That would be for roadside trails. We're working on one now on Hog Mountain Road from Butler's Crossing to Lake Wellbrook Road. Also, Daniels Bridge Road from Hog Mountain to Oconee Connect would be one we would look at. If T-SPLOST passed, we would have a task force to look at the path and kind of rank those on priority.
The other issue or another big part of this, I would assume, would be road resurfacing, repaving, ongoing work there. There should be ongoing work there, Oconee County roads. I didn't realize this. Commission Chairman John Daniel with us here. I'm going to round up. Basically, 400 miles of paved road in Oconee County. I come from a family of road builders, so I'd know this. The average life cycle, somewhere between 15 and 20 years, and the price for repaving, keeping those roads maintained, something on the order of $320,000 per road or per mile for road repaving there in Oconee County and elsewhere. In terms of getting that work done, and again, it's always going on someplace in the county, are you able to keep up, or is the T-SPLOST going to be something that would help you keep up?
It's going to be very important to help us get caught up even with the passage of T-SPLOST. Right now, we have 151 miles that are rated in are our worst rated roads as far as condition. And so with T-SPLOST, we would be able to pave another 80 to 100 miles of roads per year during the T-SPLOST time.
And again, the election that's ongoing, the early voting that started earlier this week, my understanding is the turnout is light thus far. You certainly want people, A, to go out and vote just because it's the right thing to do, but you're certainly encouraging people, Commission Chairman Daniel, to go out and vote for this transportation sales tax referendum.
We think it's a good deal for the citizens of Oconee County, especially with the millage rate drop, and then even some of the safety improvements we'll be able to continue to do in the county at some of our more challenging intersections.
Such as, any specific ones in mind?
Yes, Burr Harris Road at State Route 53, Colin Ferry Road at Astondale, Union Church Road at New High Shoals Road, and then also Lane Creek at Morris Ford. Usually when there's accidents there, they're pretty severe. So we've got several on the list that need to be looked at.
Oconee County Commission Chairman John Daniel, not T-Splost related, but a traffic question that comes up from time to time. We were talking with Mayor Brian Broderick and his challenger, Rebecca Billings, in the mayor's race in Watkinsville just a couple days ago. They talk about hoping to get the DOT on board with plans for some sort of a bypass around downtown Watkinsville. People have been calling for that for years. You have the people in Bishop who want whatever it might be to relieve traffic there. Some talk about a traffic bypass for Bishop. All of that involves, of course, buy-in ultimately from the DOT. What, if anything, is the Oconee County Commission doing to try to move that ball down the field?
Well, we stay in contact with DOT. As you know, it was just voted on to May Courts to look at the Watkinsville bypass from Flat Rock Road north to try to see if there's any opportunity to send traffic that way. And then as construction starts moving closer to Oconee County, we'll be going back to take another look at the Bishop bypass.
Story that's up on our website this morning at WGAURadio.com. Folks can find this there. I'm noting that the Georgia Department of Community Affairs, the DCA, has just recognized Oconee County for its work on the Mars Hill Road corridor. Now, people who live through the widening of that corridor and now enjoy the fruits of all that work, they understand what that project was about. But a big part of it was, and this is where the Department of Community Affairs is taking note of what you folks did in Oconee County, the beautification effort there, the trees, the plantings, the rest of it. They call it a success story is the words, the phrase that the Department of Community Affairs gives for your beautification work. That's a feather in somebody's cap. Who gets the credit for all this?
That would go to the IDA and then our committee that got together to select the trees. Most of the trees were hand-selected by our group, and a lot of work went into it, a lot of thought into what type of tree and where to place those trees. So it turned out to be a really great project for Oconee County, and hopefully we can continue that with other road projects as we do the widening of the second phase of that project.
What's the status of that, and what's the timeline for that?
Well, construction should be starting any day. They're putting the signs and barrels out now, so if you ride down that section of road, you'll see some progress as far as turning into a construction zone.
Now, how long we think that's going to take?
That's about a 2-year project.
Some folks not going to be happy to hear that. It is what it is. We all live through it. And listen, I work just around the corner, so I know what was going on for those years, the first phase of the work at Mars Hill. Listener wants to know this as we wrap up with John Daniel, chair of the Oconee County Commission, back to the issue of traffic flow. Wanting to know if there are plans for a traffic signal at Union Church Road and Highway 53 next to Oconee County High School. What, if anything, is the plan there?
Yes, so that project is in DOT design right now, and once they complete that, that's going to be a joint project between Oconee County and DOT. I think they're going to provide the materials, we'll provide the install, and then we'll provide electricity for that light in the future.
All right, so that is going to happen, in answer to the question from the listener. That is going to happen. Quickly, I'm going to let you go on this one, as long as we're talking traffic here, Commission Chairman John Daniel. Traffic circles, they're in place now. How are folks responding to them now that may be getting used to them?
Yes. I think they're working very, very well. We have two more on State Route 53 that we're partnering with Department of Transportation with right now, and hopefully see construction start on them in the next 12 to 18 months.
Now, specifically where are they going?
That would be at Snows Mill, Rocky Branch, and State Route 53 at North Oconee, and then also on State Route 53 at Malcolm Bridge and Ray's Church Road.
The Oconee County Commission Chairman John Daniel again. He wants you to go out and vote. If you live in Oconee County, vote for the Transportation Special Purposes Local Option Sales Tax Referendum, the T-Splost Referendum on your ballots in the election that wraps up on November 2nd, the early voting that's ongoing. Chairman Daniel, best of luck moving forward. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.